Vaishnavis would like to chant. Saha hi Brahma ittam in this way udviksha contemplating tat that abja lotus nala stem nadibihi by the pipe antajalam within the water Avivesha, entered into. Na, not. Arvakataha, in spite of going inside. Tatkaranala, the stem of the lotus. Nala, pipe. Nabim, of the navel. Vichinvan, thinking much of it. Tat, that. Avindata, understood. Ajaha, the self-born. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, thus contemplating, entered the water through the channel of the stem of the lotus. But in spite of entering the stem and going near to the navel of Vishnu, he could not trace out the root. Purport. By dint of one's personal endeavor, one may go nearer to the Lord. But without the Lord's mercy, one cannot reach the ultimate point. Such understanding of the Lord is possible only by devotional service, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Om Gyanativanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulan Militam Yenatasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Kadidivachalam Pangam Langai Tegidim Yakripatamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinitarinam Vancha kalpadrubhishcha kripa sindubhivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation again. Lord Brahma, thus contemplating, entered the water through the channel of the stem of the lotus, but in spite of entering the stem and going nearer to the navel of Vishnu, he could not trace out the root. So in Srila Prabhupada's purport, he, short but sweet purport, he says, by dint of one's personal endeavor, one may go near to the Lord, but without the Lord's mercy, one cannot reach the ultimate point. So within religious circles, within religious groups, religious definition meaning worshipers of God, they have discussed this point many times, and there's people on, say, different sides of opinion. And one group is of the opinion that as human beings, we are so helpless and conditioned that we practically cannot do anything. We're so fallen, we cannot do anything. And it's only by the mercy of God that we could become saved. And some people, they're leaning on more of the side of it is by our personal endeavor. Most of the religious world these days, they're of the opinion that they're just so fallen and so conditioned that they could hardly follow any basic moral principles. Like within the Bible, for example, it says that, what is it? The soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. The soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. Meaning that, okay, me as the soul, I want to do good. I want to serve God. I want to get up for Mangalarti. Right? But the flesh is weak. It's holding me down. You know, the body is just... Of course, we would say that this is just too much identification with the body, right? Now, of course, there's truth in that the body and the mind can be stumbling blocks if they're not properly trained and properly purified. It's true, especially in the beginning. But the idea is that over time, through engaging in devotional service, our bodies, our senses, our mind, they become purified. And they act as a friend, actually, or as an instrument. Like the body can be seen as an instrument, or it should be seen as an instrument to serve Krishna. Just like the pujaris on the altar, they're using their hands, right, decorating the turbans, offering arti, cooking. So in this way, their body is an instrument to serve. But again, a lot of religious people, they just say, oh, the soul's willing, I want to serve God, but the flesh is weak, so let me just surrender to it. Let me just surrender to my lower self, and at the time of death, because God is merciful, or because Jesus Christ is merciful, then I'll be saved. I don't have to do much. But as followers of the Srimad Bhagavatam, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, he expected us to do as much as possible for Krishna and for the spreading of Krishna consciousness. It's not that we say, well, like there's a mandate, okay, distribute books, publish books, distribute books, right? There's a whole process of, you know, shipping the books over and going out and everything. So that's Srila Prabhupada's order to his disciples, to his grand disciples, to his grand-grand disciples to do that. So devotees can't say, well, we know it was his order, but the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. I just can't do it. Sorry. Or I can't chant my rounds. I really want to, but I just can't do it. You know, my mind is telling me otherwise. So the idea is that Srila Prabhupada, he did want us to be fully engaged. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada in London, he was asked by this devotee, Sutapa Prabhu, who was a brahmachari there in London. He accepted sannyas recently. His Holiness Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj. Anyways, he might be coming to America on the West Coast, so maybe we'll see him here in Los Angeles. Very nice devotee, disciple of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami. But anyways, he asked this Prabhupada disciple, what do you feel when you stand before Srila Prabhupada? Specifically, it was on his appearance day. What do you feel? And this disciple of Srila Prabhupada told this devotee that I feel challenged. Meaning that I'm standing before Srila Prabhupada and he did so much. He exerted so much energy, all of his energy and more, for the benefit of others, for spreading Krishna consciousness. So that's this Prabhupada disciple said, when I stand before him, I feel challenged. Meaning like, you did so much, Srila Prabhupada. Okay, what can I do for you? As Srila Prabhupada asked, he said, I asked my guru. In the Lilamrita, it says that the question he asked his guru was, how may I serve you? How can I serve you? And of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, come to America, not specifically to America, but to the Western world and spread Krishna consciousness. So we do not subscribe to this idea that the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. We don't subscribe to that idea at all. Meaning that's an excuse, a bad excuse. But as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we actually throw away all of these desires, material desires. Like, for example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya, he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, I think Madhavendra Puri quotes it, but there's this verse, Kama dinam katina katida palita dornideshas tesham jata maina kru no tropo no pashanti utsri jaitan atiopate sampratam labdi buddhis twamayata sharanamabhaya mam nikshat midasye. All right. So that verse is saying, he's praying, he's saying, Krishna, in so many ways, I have tried to fulfill all of these desires. I've served these bad masters. Kama, krodha, lobha, lust, anger, greed, etc. I've served these bad masters. And they've given me no peace. I just keep on serving. They give me no peace. That's why if we wonder why the world is, or the people in the world are not peaceful, this is why. Bad masters, they're serving. So then he says, but now my intelligence, it has awakened, and now I'm throwing these desires far away. But he doesn't end there, because it can't end there. Just like the Mayavadis, then personalists, they just say, we throw these desires far away for material desires, because the traditional Mayavad principle is that they all take sannyas, which means, you know, giving up material desires. So it's not the Mayavad principle, just throw away, just renounce, because that doesn't work. But he says that I throw these far away and I run to you, Krishna. Please engage me in your service. So if we want to be detached, which Lord Chaitanya did stress that, vairagya vidya, nija bhakti yoga, whether one's a brahmachari or a grihastha or vanaprastha, and definitely a sannyasi, they should be detached. But we cannot be renounced simply just by throwing away. We have to run to Krishna. In other words, we have to be engaged in Krishna's service. Or else it's just like the Mayavadis, it's a river. His parents say it's a dry river bed, but then get a shovel or something, and there's water. You don't have to dig very deep, and there's water there. So the example is given that our detachment, our renunciation, shouldn't be like that. That okay, externally we're detached, but then you just dig a little deep, and then there's a lot of attachments there. So we have to run to Krishna, run to the spiritual master for service. And after all, that's what we're praying for on a daily basis, right? We're chanting our rounds, please engage me in your service, please engage me in your service, please engage me in your service. That's the idea. This service is actually this is the nature of the soul. We are meant to serve. We can't get around it. There's no way to avoid it. Actually, we have to serve our senses. We have to serve we don't, you know, whatever, pets or whatever, spouse, this and that, we have to serve. So the idea is that instead of serving all the bad masters, calm, crow, to lobe, and lust, anger, greed, all of these, and persons of this world or entities of this world, in a material way, of course, we serve devotees. Better we serve Krishna. That's the idea. Better we serve Krishna. Better we serve the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And it's actually a great responsibility because you have the disciplic succession. Right? Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa. You have this whole disciplic succession of great personalities. Now, of course, only so many of them are listed in the line. There's actually a lot more devotees, but these are prominent devotees, gurus in the line. So, but when we read about these acharyas, when we read about Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and all these previous acharyas, I mean, these are just wonderful, amazing, beyond amazing, beyond wonderful, pure devotees of Krishna. So it's actually a great responsibility for those who are in this disciplic succession to live up to their standard. Just like, for example, one time they heard that the Himalayas, everybody knows Himalayas. There was some time where apparently the Himalayas were going to give birth. So then everybody crowded around. They're wondering, okay, what's going to happen? You know, because such a huge, you know, mountains, and so what's going to happen? So then, everybody was crowded around, and then there was the mountains were shaking, and there's a big thunderous noise, and everybody was wondering, okay, what's going to happen, right? And then they look, and then some rats run out. They think, okay, you know, in other words, not very impressive. So to be a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, to be a grand disciple of Prabhupada, it's a great responsibility in the sense that for the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is their spiritual father and the grand disciple's grandfather. So in other words, there's a certain standard of... there's a certain standard in which sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters are known. They have a saying, right? Give the family a bad name. Give the family a bad name. We don't want to give the family a bad name. And the process of Krishna consciousness, because sometimes people wonder that, okay, it seems to be very difficult or not clear, or people may seem to be confused about it, which way to turn, how to advance specifically. But how to advance in Krishna consciousness, that's very clear, clearly outlined in Srila Prabhupada's books and lectures and so on. The process is very clear. But it is sometimes seen that the people who are practicing the process, they complicate it. They make it difficult. Just like, for example, I may use a fork to cut a lime, right? I may use a fork to cut a lime. Now, that may work under emergency. Actually, it will. I tried it the other day. It did work, but now, try using a fork to cut up potatoes for the Sunday feast. You know, you're going to be there a long time. It's just not the proper instrument. It doesn't work so well. Actually, it's just ridiculous. So similarly. By taking shortcuts in Krishna consciousness, this way, that way, or cutting corners, or, you know, however we want to, whatever terminology we want to use, it's similar to that. It just really slows down the process. Whereas Srila Prabhupada gave the example There's a whole process for cooking. It's a simple process, right? There's a flame, and then you put the pot on the flame, and you cook whatever you need to cook. But Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if you have the flame burning, and then you get a pot, and whatever, it's hanging from the roof, you know, by a rope or something, you know, there's quite a distance between the fire and the pot. How is that going to work? Like, we have some devotee cooking breakfast right now, I suspect. So if we go in there and we say, hey, Prabhu or Madhuchi or whatever, how's the breakfast going? And they get the pot, you know, tied to the roof and the flames down here. It's going to take a while, right? I don't think anybody's going to be happy. So, but of course, you don't have such cooks. I'm sure they're following the process. So not following certain things or neglecting certain things that should be followed, it's like that. It's like the pot's all the way up here and the flame's down here. Or maybe it's a little lower. You know, it's gradually cooking, just slower. So as far as possible, we want to try to do everything possible to make the most rapid advancement. Or else, like, what's the use of just wasting time in the sense of wasting time? means that we could be making, we possibly could be making a lot more advancement than we are, provided we're doing certain things. So that's the idea. And again, sometimes people wonder that why isn't Krishna revealing himself to me? Why aren't I feeling the mercy of Krishna? And one thing in relation to that is that whether we realize it or not, we're actually like swimming in an ocean of mercy of Krishna. Means there's so much maha prasadam coming. That's Krishna's mercy. There's right so much Bhagavat Katha or classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. We're chanting our rounds. We're doing our service. We're surrounded by devotees, especially living in a community. We're swimming in the ocean of mercy of Krishna. But sometimes, like a fish doesn't realize they're swimming in the water. It's a similar principle. But if we just stop to think about it, it's the most wonderful situation to be in, engaged in Krishna service. So sometimes people wonder that, why aren't I making the advancement I want to, or that I think I should be? And they may say that, okay, well, I'm attending classes, I'm taking charanamrita, I'm chanting my rounds, I'm doing service, I'm doing all these things. Why aren't I experiencing more? And of course, the idea is that it is due to offenses, or it is due to being inattentive in the process, not being attentive. So the more one can be attentive in the process, the more advancement we can make. And ultimately, it's the power of association. Like somebody asked His Holiness Giriraj Swami one time about, he was saying how he felt so much mercy and so much taste for Krishna consciousness, specifically as one of these big kirtan festivals. You know, very wonderful kirtaniyas chanting, and he was feeling so happy in Krishna consciousness. So then he asked His Holiness Giriraj Swami that, I'm feeling it now, but then I leave the festival and then I kind of fall back into my own, you know, old conditioning. I'm not so happy in Krishna consciousness. And so what do you have to say about that? And how do we solve that? And then His Holiness Giriraj Swami, he gave the example. He said the power of association. It means we always have to stay close an advanced association, and we'll fill that more and more and more. But he said that there was a time that, anyways, it's this person, he, you know, in traditional India, before toilets existed, there was a time. But he went out in the morning to, you know, evacuate in the field. And then, you know, he did that. And then he, you know, he looked down and he said, "Oh, that's disgusting." And apparently in this story, what happened is the the feces, you know, talked back to him and said, "Hey, you know, before I associated with you, I was a nice samosa, you know, before I associated with you." So his Holiness Girish Swami gave that example. And he said the power of association, that makes all the difference in the world, actually. We become ugly. Ugly is not means our mind becomes ugly by bad association, and by good association we become spiritually beautiful, like Prabhupada says in the Krishna book. Before my disciples, they look very dirty and unhealthy and all that. They said now they've taken to Krishna consciousness, they're very bright faced. And they're wearing their tilak and their saffron robes. In this case, Prabhupada said saffron robes, but whatever, white robes, whatever. But and they're looking like they just came from Vaikuntha, and they're dancing like jubilant peacocks. So therefore, there's an idea that we're associating every day with Srila Prabhupada, reading his books, hearing the classes. We're associating with disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Very important. And Krishna, right? Rukmini Dwarkadish on the altar. So we're associating all the time. We just have to take advantage. And in this way, which we'll conclude here, Krishna will reveal himself to us by this devotion. Bhakti Amama Bhajanati, he's revealed by devotion. Or as one of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's favorite verses, this book, Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava by Bhakti Vikas Swami, one of his favorite verses, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was Ata Shri Krishna Nama Dinaba Vedgram Indre Sevan Mukhe Jivada Swayame Vaspratada, that the blunt senses cannot perceive Krishna, but by engaging the senses in Krishna's service, beginning with the tongue, taking prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna, then Krishna reveals himself. So, that's the idea. Okay, does anybody have any questions? Or yes, Rabindranath Prabhu.
Yeah, you mentioned in the Sipic session there's so many names there, but there's other devotees that are in there also. Where is that stated?
Okay. Well, what I meant to say, and maybe I was clear enough, that these devotees in the disciplic succession in the line, there obviously are disciplic succession are acharyas, and what I meant to say was that there's so many other devotees that are. Means disciples of those acharyas, devotees surrounding these different personalities throughout time. Like for example, just recent example, you have Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and you had all of his disciples, and the gurus in the line have their disciples, right? Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So you have devotees surrounding these personalities. That's what I meant to say.
Your statement was clear. There's one disciple. Sometimes there is only one, like Gaurakishore Bhaktisiddhanta. But in other cases, there are many other disciples, but they're not mentioned in our line.
Yes.
Prabhupada gave us the line that we are following, and he got that from his spiritual master.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that others are not devotees or not even pure devotees, but these prominent ones are mentioned.
Yes.
That we have an introduction to the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So your point is clear. There are others, but there is that one prominent personality that you said we should look up to, and we see there's such, how can we follow? How can we even think of coming close to them? But we should try. That was Prabhupada's point.
Yes.
You cannot repay the debt to your spiritual master, what to speak of all the other predecessor acharyas, but you should try.
Yes.
Try your best.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. There was another hand. I didn't see. Okay. Prem Sankirtan. Okay.
So, how to get real benefit of association with more advanced devotees? Can you explain it a bit?
Okay, how to get benefit of association with more advanced devotees? Well, the most important thing is to hear from them. Or as the Bhagavatam says, 1.2.16, Shushu Shoshadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatseva Vipra Punyatirtana Shevanat. By serving those great souls who are completely free from vice, one great service is done, and one attains taste for hearing the messages of Krishna. So one gets this taste. So, for example, we serve Srila Prabhupada by following his instructions. Of course, we have to know what his instructions are, but provided we know what they are, we follow them. In this way, we're serving Srila Prabhupada, and this way we're developing our taste for the messages of Krishna. And there's other, yeah. So the most important thing is to hear. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says there's vapu and then there's vani. So serving the instructions of the spiritual master, vani, and then there's the vapu, serving the form. So if we could do both, good. But of course, Prabhupada said the most important thing is the vani, because that, you know, continues. But we also have to make arrangements, or you could say put ourselves out there. Like, for example, there is many advanced devotees in this community, but we could take advantage in the sense that we go to them, we ask them questions, we inquire from them. Dadati priti grinnati guyamaikati prichati. We offer gifts to them. That's a way of serving also, offering gifts, revealing our mind, inquiring. So in these ways we try to serve them. And many times people may lament that I had the opportunity to serve such great devotees, but I lost it. So we shouldn't be like that. Like Radhanath Prabhu, for example, the one in the wheelchair. I'm sure many devotees know him, but he gave me my first book in San Diego when I was 16 years old. He saved me. Practically. So he was living there in San Diego before he left his body, and I was in the ashram, in the Brahmacharya ashram there, I don't know, 2009 or 8 or something like that. So I would go over there sometimes, and we would read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I could have gone over there a lot more. And he invited me a number of times, and, you know, foolish that I was, and, you know, still am, but back then especially, I didn't take advantage. I could have went over there and associated with him more. So, anyways, we don't want to lose the opportunity. So, all right. So, Amala Bhakta Swami.
Thank you for a nice class. You made a lot of wonderful points on how we can make advancement. And this is very important. Because everyone is here because they want to make advancement. What do we mean by advancement? Advancement means that the feelings of lust and anger and greed and envy, we don't want those feelings because they result in various kinds of misery, difficulty, tribulations, problems. We want peacefulness. We want joyfulness. We want blissfulness. We want happiness. So it's a nice point. Why are we here? Why are we coming to this place? We're coming for a specific purpose. We have hundreds of different instructions. But it's very important that we keep in mind the most important instructions which Srila Prabhupada mentions again and again and again in all of his classes. And the most important instruction is to recall that we have to stop thinking about pleasing ourselves and, more important, to give pleasure to the spiritual master, pleasure to the Supreme Lord, pleasure to the various devotees who are serving the Supreme Lord. Stop thinking we're important, we're great, we're glorious, we're wonderful, even though people may praise us and honor us and glorify us. All this is coming from Krishna, ultimately. And if we keep this in mind, that I am here for one purpose, to give pleasure to Krishna, although he doesn't need my pleasure at all. But he enjoys the pleasure that we get in surrendering ourselves to him so completely, wanting nothing for ourselves, but everything for him. He likes that. And he likes it because that will bring us to the ultimate goal of love of God. We can't love God if we don't stop loving ourselves. And when we learn to truly love God, Krishna will grace us with his blessing, with his bliss, with his kindness. We will have love of ourselves, but without doing it self-consciously. It will come automatically as a gift of Krishna. So that's the way we can make advancement, by stop thinking of our own desires, needs, all of these things. But how can I give pleasure to the Lord?
Nice.
And once we start thinking more of others, or the supreme other, Krishna, he will think of us much more than he normally might. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. What is it? How do you turn this off? No, that's fine.